This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Residents in South Louisiana braced to relive a nightmare Friday as bands of rain from approaching Hurricane Delta began soaking the same area of the state that was badly battered by Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. The streets were largely vacant in the city of Lake Charles, where Laura destroyed buildings. Blue-tarped roofs stretched as far as the eye could see, and rain pulled around piles of moldy mattresses, sawed-up trees, and other debris that officials worried could cause more damage or deaths when Delta hits. Ken Graham is with the National Hurricane Center.
6 to 10 inches of rain. There could be some areas even up to 12 inches of rainfall, so that's dangerous.
Delta is expected to make landfall within the next few hours and then quickly drop to a tropical depression as it moves northeast through the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday doctors told him he could have become very ill with COVID-19, and he credits an experimental antibody drug for helping him recover. Trump said he was trying to get federal health officials to quickly approve an emergency use authorization from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, which provides the antibody drugs.
We're sending that and the Eli Lilly version of it, which is very similar. We're sending that to all of our hospitals. We're going to get people better. We got to get it there fast. That's why I'm doing an emergency use authorization. I got to get them to approve it really fast.
Health experts say that the treatment is not a cure, but antibody drugs like those are among the most promising therapies being tested. On Wall Street, stocks ended the week on an up note with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials added 0.57%. The S&P rose by 0.88%, while the NASDAQ gained 1.39%.